One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do, 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 do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day fiancé.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
Jovi, should I get bigger boobs, Jovi?
I mean, like, you're like a stripper boobs. Like, I like strippers, and like, I like big boobs. I don't care if they're fake, but like, your boobs are fine. It's like, Yara, it's like, you know, your boobs are okay. They're not like what they were before, but like, your butt is perfect. I mean, we'll get your boobs if you want, but not because you're friends. But I mean, like, truth, your boobs aren't that great. Right now.
Shut up, Jovi.
Y'all.
Whoa.
If you're having a body issues, don't go to Jovi.
Don't go to Jovi.
Now.
Don't go to Jovi.
Weirdly, know that he's trying the best he knows how.
How? No, he's not. I want to say, how dumb is this guy?
No, but I'm saying, I don't believe he's actually equipped with the sensitivity to deal with that.
No, he's not.
So that's what I'm saying. I think he's, Jovi is still shitty, if you wondered. Because the answer to those, for the straight men watching, all five of you are listening.
Yep.
Who've just had pregnant wives. The answer is, your body is perfect right now, even though you say it's not. I love your body.
I love you. I love your body.
That is the
answer. I just want you to be happy however you are.
And we'll talk about it, and
I'll support you whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
It's your body. I don't need to have an opinion on your body.
I love your body. I love your body because you just gave birth to our kid.
Yes. You grew our baby.
That is the answer.
And we're gay. We're gay and we know the answer.
It is. Yo, this is Reality Gays, Happily Ever After, season 7, episode 2, part 2.
Truth, bitter truth.
Truth, right? Bitter truth.
And because we're gay men. So when women ask us if they want us to do their boobs, we'll tell them the truth because we can.
Yeah.
We'll be honest. And they know that. Although I normally will say, do whatever you
do
want.
Do what
with
makes
your
you
body.
Happy.
But if my friend says, what do you think? Did they look? I'll tell them.
I think it is a fair thing asking.
It doesn't fucking matter.
It's a fair thing for him to say, though, do it because you want to, not because your friends tell you to.
It's a fair thing to say that he's hanging around with cymbals.
When you're hanging out with Symphonia.
Symphonia.
And
I like
Adele.
Cymbals, yeah.
Good old cymbals.
Oh, boy. Boy.
The same person who said, well, he's not even your league. He's not even attractive. So,
yeah,
those aren't good friends.
Those aren't good friends. No. I'm telling you, Symphony wants to date, like, some Greek guys on a yacht, and she wants Yara to come with her and cheat on Jovi.
Ooh, Greek guys on a yacht.
Ooh, that just took me somewhere.
You had your chance at Onassis, at an Onassis, and you fucked it up.
Ooh, a young one, too.
You fucked
not,
it up.
Not an old fat one.
Y'all, we could be doing this on a yacht right now. Actually, let's be honest, he wouldn't be doing this with me.
No.
But still.
I wouldn't be working. You like, nothing. Yeah. Nothing.
Just period. Just yeah. Not working.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just going down, and he would just show up at charity events, so he thinks he's doing charity, he would just get drunk.
Yeah, and I go, what charity is this for? For some benefit or disease? Oh, come on. What disease is this one? Did someone die? Is a child sick?
Where are we?
Y'all, just some quick announcements. Live shows. That's it. That's the announcement.
That's it. That's it. New York, Atlanta, Chicago, DC,
Tampa.
I was queuing you up.
Tamps.
Tampa.
Tamps.
Two nights in Tampa. It's the same old gay guys.
But a different show.
Same hoes, but a different shows. Strike that reverse.
We're very excited. We're very excited with the potential of
Poodle's birthday palooza.
Yeah. Because what I say goes that night.
So, y'all, I told him.
Might be clothing optional.
Because we basically.
I don't know if the theater would allow that.
They wouldn't allow. Nor would I. But I would tell you the theater didn't. But it's really me.
I'll be damned. We are doing a Poodle's playpen that night.
You might get a playpen that night. It's your birthday
night. I have been foiled at every turn.
You have.
It's just. Homophobia is rampant across this nation.
It's true. But we're going to be putting out. Y'all, we have like. Six shows in 1 week. So we'll put out a couple of weeks before, we'll put out a schedule of what we're watching then and recapping. Might be some surprises in there. And but on Saturday night, it was kind of like, what do we do on this night? And I told Poodle, well, maybe for your birthday. And he interrupted me and said, it's my birthday. We'll do whatever
night. Whatever the fuck I want.
And I said, okay.
Within reason. And so, I said, shut up, there is no reason.
That's true, I did say that. So that Saturday night show in Tampa, I don't know what's
going to
happen.
Do what I want, mine. Like Daffy Duck, mine.
Anyway.
That's Donald Duck.
They're both ducks.
Yeah, but Donald Duck has a horrible speech impediment, and Daffy Duck's just got a little bit of a lisp. Donald Duck actually talks like a duck. Very different. How dare you? Don't even with you. You would off on superheroes forever.
You know, I'm sorry. Daffy and Donald Duck are both sacred to you in a way.
They
really are your favorite. The ducks are your favorite cartoon characters.
I believe that Donald Duck. They both have rage issues.
But, you enjoy.
But
why ducks?
I don't know. I think they think it's funnier when ducks do. But Donald Duck is a little bit more. Daffy Duck has a little bit more of the comedian about him and has a flair for the dramatic. Daffy Duck is definitely the gayer of the two.
Oh, for sure.
And who I always felt a kindred spirit to.
Daffy Duck is way gayer, whereas Donald Duck is just more...
He's kind of like a cuckolded straight man.
Still gay, but-ish. But I think he has... I don't know.
I think Donald Duck is irrepressibly straight.
Which Disney it would be the most gay? Which Disney cartoon? Mickey, Goofy, Donald?
You mean character?
Yeah.
Dale.
I was gonna say I went Chip and Dale.
Dale. I don't know, Chip's Dale's the one who's probably hung.
Dale is the hung chipmunk.
Dale
for sure.
Is the hung one.
It's always he basically is like the Sean from Lalu, just dumb and hung.
And Chip is the power bottom.
Is Chip gay? That's a good question.
Because
he's really bossy.
Chip is gay.
Yeah. I don't think
Dale is gay.
I think Dale is gay. I think they don't have sex together.
No.
But I think they just are just
they're
like,
from the same litter. Or they're siblings,
they're,
right?
They're siblings. Yeah.
Has it ever been said that they're brothers?
I think they're brothers. Yeah, Chip and Dale. Are they brothers?
Otherwise, how would they meet?
I don't. How would they have met?
I think they're brothers.
If they aren't brothers, and they
what
had
if they're life partners?
If they met at a chipmunk spa.
This is and ridiculous. Some,
they were gathering.
This is the stupidest conversation we've ever had.
They were gathering some acorns in some big tree with a bunch of other chipmunks.
And said, we don't have anything else in common with anybody else, so let's live together. Are they brothers? Look it up. Someone on the internet knows.
They are...
What are we even doing? Sometimes I just have these moments when I'm doing this podcast where I'm like, what are we doing?
You know what? It is debated. There are some things that say they're brothers, and then there are other websites that say they are not brothers.
They're just friends.
There's quite a few. There is quite... I guess they're not because somebody has a Reddit. I don't think they're brothers. There's an extensive Reddit history about Chip and Dale being brothers.
You know what? I know what we're doing because at least we're not doing what that person's doing. Being on Reddit, going extensive history.
There's
of
a
Chip
lot
and Dale.
If you're like, I'm going to go to Reddit to see if Chip and
I
Dale
feel like
are
that
brothers.
Person has sexual issues with Chip and Dale.
Wait, so if they're not brothers,
they could fuck.
They're fuck. Then Dale is gay and he's a top and Chip is a bottom.
Definitely.
Bottom.
Definitely.
For sure. For sure. That's what he is.
They are.
Boys.
They're definitely. People have always said Bert and Ernie. I think that is a sexless marriage.
Oh, Bert and Ernie are two art gallery dealers that love being around each other's
taste.
They've
stopped having sex a long time ago.
Oh, yeah.
Chip and Dale, however.
Oh.
I think Chip rides Dale's huge chipmunk dick.
Chip and Dale.
Huge by chipmunk standards.
Ride the dick.
It is probably the size of, I don't know.
I don't know.
At least like an acorn stem.
Yeah.
Or maybe like he probably looks like a sundial when he's lying down.
Probably. Oh, I know one of those.
This is a weird area. Take me away from this.
Wow.
How did we get here?
We can't sing Rent. They get angry at us. Wow.
Off the rails.
And you know what? Oddly, Chip and Dale were my favorite.
Mine too.
Gay code, y'all. Gay code.
They were some of the gayest. Now, there were other gay characters, but they're definitely the gay main characters.
Yeah. I'm going to have to get a picture with them the next time I go to Disneyland.
And then give Dale a hand job.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's not acorn in their mouth. It's semen. We've got to move on. This is bad. I am so sorry.
Let's move on.
Love is blind. You know Christina's going to put up a picture of Chip and Dale too on the intimate portrait.
Love is Blind season 3 is coming out
October.
October
21st?
Also, I don't know. They haven't given a date.
No, I thought they did.
That's after the altar.
Oh, after the altar.
That's the 16th of September. We'll be covering both those on our Patreon. I expect an official announcement. They have those kind of soft announcements that come from like Screen Rant and all those places. They're like, they have announced that Love is Blind and also the producers have said it's coming out in October. So there'll be a big press release soon.
Excuse me.
But I think they're trying to do it. Am I boring you?
A little.
I will never not say, am I boring you when you yawn right in front of me?
You yawned in front of me?
You could say that to me.
No, I don't want to.
And I would say, for years.
Not that you're not boring me. I'm just a little sleepy.
We'll get out of it.
My Coke Freezy. Big
you know, that, you're coming down like Judy Garland.
Yeah, it's true. I'll drink more of it.
No! You were crazy in the first show.
It's because I got defensive.
Did you call it a Coke Freezy?
I couldn't remember. Slurpee, that was it.
Just kidding.
Yeah, I call them ICs, but
that's what I grew up calling.
We call them ICs.
I didn't know what a Slurpee was. I only knew what an Icy was.
I really got a little sad today. I wanted to get a cherry snow cone, but I don't know of a snow cone place. Maybe because it's hot, and I thought of my dad.
Can't get a cherry one because you need to get a what was his favorite?
Well, a black cherry, one, but I can't find there are all these fancy snow cone places
you could
in
go
LA.
To, no, all those stands, those guys who are giving like mangoes and things like that, those are basically the same thing. They've got like shaved ice.
They have black cherry?
I don't think they have black cherry.
I don't think they have black cherry.
I think they're going to have more California specialties, which they would with not all the yellow number 5 and
no,
the red
I
dye.
Went to a birthday party once and they had organic snow cones and they were very delicious.
But they wasn't the same?
Wasn't the same.
That is so Los Angeles, organic snow cones.
They were delicious. You could even get it with alcohol in one of them.
I approve.
We've got to move on, everybody. Okay, so live shows, Love is Blind.
By Curious episode we just recorded of Inmate to Roommate.
It was good. It was good. It was real good. I enjoyed it.
I'm still kind of like shaking off the dust of Sharna.
It sticks
and
with
Mark
you.
And
it's a little Mark. Haunting.
Yeah.
Dr. Henry.
It's a show that it sticks with you like Seeking Sister Wife sticks with me. It just like it hangs around a little bit.
Let's just get into this fucking show, everybody.
Jovi and Yara.
I'm liking this season. Dare I say.
I'm really afraid to comment because I guarantee you something will come down the pipe.
I know.
Sorry, now I'm saying it.
Sean Pulaski, y'all remember Sean from Sean and Vicky.
Trailer Park Diaries.
Trailer Park Diaries, y'all. It's so good. They just are that podcast is so funny. But I went to watch Lord of the Rings with Sean because her and I are both nerds.
Give us your opinion of that because people keep asking. I'm going to talk about Big Brother.
Well.
Oh, no.
Millennium ago in Hobbiton.
No.
No. Dildo Swags. Well, you know,
are there any hobbits?
No, that's the whole point. There are
good.
Not hobbits. I was talking with them.
I just said good. Like I have something against hobbits.
I have two friends that are super, super nerds. I hadn't watched it yet. That like literally can speak elvish and have like elf tattoos and shit like that. They're like big time nerds. They messaged me.
That's a little much.
What they said, because I'm a nerd, but I've read Lord of the Rings, but I've never read like the Cimmerian or whatever. I've never read all the other Tolkien stuff because there is a plethora of stuff.
Yeah.
I will say what I, and transparency alert, we know I used to work with the guy who's now the executive producer and writer of the show. So, it'd be hard for me to talk shit about it, but I would be honest.
It's hard for you to separate it.
But I will say in separating, and it made me feel good from hearing from my friends. Cause I'm like, do I just love it? Cause I love my friend JD and they all have written, we were texting about it and they said, it was like they were speaking Tolkien the way it was written.
Wow.
Which I really like too.
That's really great.
Because when I was watching, I went, wait, did they say this before? Because it felt like something from the movies before.
Good.
The way it's filmed, it's even filmed like the way Galadriel is filmed. That's Cate Blanchett. Even the way the camera angles, they didn't decide to let's go ahead and throw out everything we knew about this.
Yeah.
They said, let's not copy the films, but let's hint at the films and remind people a little bit the way it's shot, the way it's lit, the music, even the way the dialogue, the way that she narrates the beginning and the phrases that she uses of like, she'll say, years turn to years and day. And
right.
I
mean, that's
how it was in the movie. So it felt, and it's also nice just with everything we've been going on in the world.
Yeah, one more minute.
please, you get fucking 20 minutes of Prudel's Broadway Corner. You know what? I'm gonna talk about Lord of the Rings every week.
No,
I don't want to. But it's just nice to go into another fantasy world and kind of get out of this life that we're all. Yeah. Things are getting better, but we're all just still going through shit.
Did you ever watch Wheel of Time?
No, it's on my thing though.
Because that is all. That is to me. I love fantasy where you turn things on its head and it's much more women-centric, and that's what Wheel of Time is.
Well,
like.
Then you're going to like this thing on Amazon because it's all focused on Galadriel, Cate Blanchett, when she was younger.
Great.
She's the main character. So, and she has like some fucking, especially in like episode two, some fucking amazing and badass like just fighting moments.
Do I need to... Like,
hold on, I'm not done yet.
Okay.
And then there's the guy who's basically like a bow and arrow guy with an elf, Legolas, who's this hot man from Puerto Rico. And oh my God. His name's Ismael, I believe.
Just checking. Puerto Rico does not exist in the Lord of the Rings.
No. He's from Puerto Rico. I looked him up. I was like, where's this guy?
I see.
He's been in all these. I think his name is Ismael.
Call me Ismael.
Oh my God.
I'll call you again and again.
He is fucking hot.
Ismael.
But I will say too, I just want to say this. They go into, you see like the dwarven cave, the dwarf caves, and they're not abandoned now. They're full of life and they're all doing, but it's like it's so much we're getting this new plot of like a female centric in the dwarf world.
Good.
So it's, I think, really well done.
I am very happy with it.
Okay, thank you, Dildo.
My mother might have caught me jacking off to
Garrett,
a little
I
bit
am
of glad.
Doing another load of laundry for your jizz rags.
Mom, it's the pretty blonde woman I love. Stop.
Anyway.
So yes, Jared is jacking off to this and having his moment. Y'all, it is wonderful to be a medieval nerd right now because 25 million people watched that Amazon show.
Yeah.
That,
and also the
that
Game of Thrones
and
prequel.
And between of the House of the Dragon, which is so good.
It's interesting. Would you say you liked it better than Game of Thrones?
It's too early to tell.
Yeah,
it's only
agree.
Two episodes.
For me, I like it. It's a little, it doesn't hit, I think it's much more of a drama and less of a saga that Game of Thrones was.
I don't think it's comparable because I think
it's a good way to put
it. We're going to have Game of Thrones again.
No.
We just didn't have it and it was new and it happened.
If you want to listen, by the way, if you want to laugh at a recap show, Winter is Crappening. Ronnie and Ben from Watch What Crappens, I listened to it again and I had to stop because I was laughing so hard.
They're so funny.
They're just stupid. But it's fun. And they do it in the way they talk about it. Even if you don't watch the show, y'all, just to listen to them talk about it. It's so good.
It's so good.
I really respect when people do what they do very well. And I think Ben and Ronnie do what they do very well.
That's why you don't really respect us.
No.
It's just
no,
shit.
No, absolutely not. No, us is just like this. Just blindfolded, throwing.
Chippendale, Spike Lee, Lord of the Rings. No. Let's get into it.
There's no technique.
Well, how about we talk about a first couple? We'll go to a commercial, and then you can talk about Big Brother.
Okay.
All right? Why don't we do that?
All right. Joby and Yar are going to a winery. He says, I've been like playing dad at home. Like, you know, like Yar.
You've been going out.
I've been playing dad.
You went out one night with your friends and I'm like, oh, poor me.
I'm like babysitting. We always remember y'all, husbands are always babysitting and mothers are parents.
Gets all over
me. I know. It's ridiculous.
Or you're just being a parent.
Yeah. So, I liked it when it's like, remember when my mom was like thinking you were going to steal my organ? She's like, I wouldn't get anything for your liver.
Nothing for your liver.
And I'd cut off your penis and feed it to the dogs.
You said you cut off my dick if I cheat on you. And she's like, but nobody wants that, Joby.
That's why they're together. Joby needs that.
He needs that. Yeah. They actually, oddly enough, the more and more I see them together, and to go back on what we said in this first season, I think they are actually highly compatible.
Me too.
Because
we thought they were a disaster.
Because look, we're getting offended by Joby talking about Yara's boobs. I guarantee you, Yara would prefer him be honest.
Yep.
Yara is, she is super honest. She wants Joby to be honest. I don't think she wants Joby to sugarcoat shit to her.
No.
She wants him to be blunt.
It's One of the reasons he gets so much shit, besides the fact that he's a product of a misogynist kind of boys club culture,
mm-hmm.
where he will always be a child. But Joby is your typical South Louisiana boy.
Mm-hmm.
Weirdly, though, someone like Yara can make him better.
Yeah.
By making him tell her things, making him grow up.
Yeah.
And so someone like Yara is exactly what he needs.
I agree.
So we will.
They're very well matched.
Yeah. We'll see how that goes. I'm kind of glad they had a kid so soon.
Because they probably wouldn't have made it.
Yep. He would have found a way, or she would have found a way to leave him when being dissatisfied.
I think that's the only way you would honestly have gotten married in your life.
If I could, someone could knock me up.
Yeah. Because you would be a good parent.
I wouldn't.
Well, I mean,
you know what?
You would be very involved in
your
life.
I'd have to grow up a lot.
You'd have to grow up a lot. I think you would be very much, I think you would, not obsessed, but I think you would want to give your child the best life you could.
I would. because my child would have the best life possible and would be better than all the other children.
So again, it was good that you didn't have a kid. But you would.
But
have
I would let them find their own way.
Yeah, you'd have that mother poodle guilt so much if you didn't do right. Y'all, no, by the way,
my child would be.
We started the show. I'm sorry. Go ahead. You want to talk?
My
about
child would be exemplary in every way.
Wow.
They just would. They would. They just would be. I'm
I
sure.
couldn't wait till your boy said, "Dad, I'm sorry, but I'm not gay, and I just want to play football."
I would be so happy with that.
I just want.
You know what I would say? Not football, though. Because I wouldn't want him to have brain injuries.
Well, yeah.
He could play sports, but not the crappy ones.
Baseball?
I would
soccer.
I would want him to be able to talk about things, but only for a little bit. He could, but I don't want him to turn into a meathead.
No, that's telling you would end up having like a sports playing boy.
Maybe that's not interesting.
You'd probably like meeting his coaches.
Sure, we'd have a lot to talk about. You, especially when the coaches' wives are out of town.
Father Poods would have to do a lot of meetings about their son.
Yeah, lot of late meetings. So late sometimes that we just stay over. I have an au pair, so the au pair can handle it. And the au pair and I can converse in Croatian. It's a male, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got that. Boy, you really planned out your life, didn't you? All right.
Unfortunately, I can't get pregnant.
So what do we think yet. About this Miss Gwen storyline?
It feels like fraudacity.
It does
to
me, too.
And here's why. Here's why. I just don't think Gwen has it in her to be so distant from them.
I don't think I can see Gwen saying to Jovi, I don't want to be a nanny. But
when they called her and they needed her, she'd be there.
She'd be there. I don't see Gwen going a month of not seeing Yara.
Or even
their
child.
Because they've really bonded. Like, Yara and Miss Gwen love one another.
I doubt it was 6 months. I think it might have been a month. Like, he said I hadn't talked to my mom in 6 months.
She said 6 months, but she said there was a month where Jovi was gone and she didn't see her for a whole month.
Yeah.
I don't think it's been 6 months since they haven't
spoken. I agree. I think it was probably, I think this is definitely massaged. I think this is a plot point. I think it is great to hear. What's great to hear on television is Mama Gwen say, you know, I don't mind babysitting, but I am not a nanny.
She says that next week.
I am not a nanny for your baby, Jovi.
And I think
Jovi, I'm not a nanny for your baby.
And I think it's great to hear Yara say,
I give a lanyard to the baby.
You know, you're gone away. I don't have anyone. I need some support.
Yeah.
Good for Yara to ask for that.
He makes good money.
Well, she said, though, and I get it. I would be kind of this parent. It would take me, just because of stuff that's happened to friends, and it would be very hard for me to let someone who wasn't family watch my kid. I'd have to get over that.
I guess, but...
And yeah. I think if Yara wants support, you're going to have to get over that. So I understand that, but Yara doesn't want anybody watching Miley.
I think that's a cultural thing.
I almost said Miley Grace. Wrong
for Miley
show.
Grace!
Miley Grace! Lindsay doesn't care who the fuck watches her kid.
Long as someone is. She'll leave him with Deontay,
Blaine, whoever.
JC.
Yep.
The one who got bailed out.
Yeah. Oh, wait, he didn't get bailed out.
That's true.
He couldn't.
TC, that's his name.
TC.
So, basically, they're talking about this fight. We both think it's a little fraudacity.
Yeah.
What's a little foreboding is when
it
when
was foreboding
says, is when she's like, now's a good time to go to Europe because my parents still haven't seen Mila in person, but we're not really sure about stuff going on in Ukraine because we're a little worried right now.
I forgot about that.
And this was all filmed before the conflict, you guys.
Yeah.
There were moments during, I think it was 9 Day Diaries, where Yara was calling people and she was just crying.
Instagrammed her and
Natalie
both used their social media platforms a lot.
Good for
to
them.
Talk about Ukraine. It's not that I want to see this, but I'm glad. Ironically, I can't believe I'm saying this. 90 Day Fiancé to me is showing important stories that we need to see in the of one about alcoholism and family denial.
And about the world.
And about the world. And
what's going on in the world.
And it's going to be probably really heartbreaking, but also humanizing maybe for some people that can have some more empathy about what's going on in Ukraine.
100% agree with you.
I can't believe that we're getting this from 90 Day Fiancé.
The same show that gave us Danielle throwing up binder at Muhammad.
The same show.
User.
User. What's the thing?
Oh, boy.
The same.
I cannot sleep with her because she has a problem down there. The same.
Yeah. From the network that brought you a mother inseminating a daughter. And another mother getting a colonic with her daughter.
It really is the Learning Channel. So they are they're going to La Serendipity Vineyards for some wine tasting. And y'all, just to book report this, Joby's wine tasting still means he gets drunk.
His I want to say this, y'all. His palate is shit.
Oh, Franzia. When he says this, like tastes like, he's like, this is a wine. This like tastes like a wine that I like to drink. Yeah,
I went,
like, Yara, I like to drink this wine.
And then he says that where Yara's like, I don't like this. She actually uses a description of the
sweet wine.
Y'all, he'll drink whatever's in front of his face.
Then the people take them to show them the grapes. He's like, I'm gonna take the bottle.
Again, I've been there. I've been there at a wine tasting where they go, where's the bottle?
Why can't you have the bottle?
And Poots is just looking around like, what do you mean?
So she brings up the boob conversation they had. And of course, he basically is saying what we said in the opening of the show where
say to her, they don't look the same as before you had the baby.
Your boobs look great. It's like, fine. I still like the way they look. I still want to have sex with you.
They look real different, though.
But they do look different. But you have a baby.
And the way he said it was like, they look real different. And I'm a Jovi. Shut up.
He's like, you want bigger boobs? Like a stripper? I like fake boobs.
I like fake boobs.
It's just like, it really is the worst. And like, she's gotten used to it. And I think she's slightly amused by it by now. And I think she there's something that is endearing to her, the absurdity of who Jovi is. And weirdly, y'all, and this is strange, but Jovi is himself. Jovi is not fronting. This is him.
I think they're both reality stars.
I agree.
And that they both can be themselves on camera.
Yep, I agree.
That is a talent.
You're seeing who Jovi is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you went and had a drink with Jovi, which he would love to do, he would be the exact same person.
And he would be really funny.
And so would Yara. And I bet you'd have a really good time.
Yeah. I agree.
Maybe if we do ever do a New Orleans show, can we get drunk with Jovi and Yara?
I think if they were done after filming, they would totally do it.
She probably wouldn't talk to us.
Maybe not.
We never said anything bad about her.
No, we...
Well, season one, we thought she was using him at first. But true. That was TLC in the editing.
Yeah.
And then we did a Brian Mike and Jovi.
That's true.
But I'd have a drink with them. Mama Gwen. Oh, yes. I'd go to her house.
I'd have them all. I'd get them all. His hot friends. Ooh.
You know, I've had something pure and sweet. And you
just
tainted it.
So anyway, he's like, I just want you to, like, if you're going to have fake boobs, do it for yourself instead of, like, what Symphony wants to do or those other girls you don't like, and I don't like them.
And Jovi's right. Her friends have influenced her, I think.
No, they have.
They're not good friends.
This is interesting because for them, I think we're going to get a season of finding out who they are instead of the circumstances really doing it. Like, a lot of times...
Yeah.
A lot of times we for Chantel and Pedro's Happily Ever After, they would go things with their families because they're dull as dirt. Unless you're watching this season when they are melting down as a couple.
It's pretty...
I still can't believe it.
I can't believe they're showing it on TV. I mean, it's juicy as hell. But
did you see Chantel break down in an interview when she was in her In the Moment?
No.
It was, you've never seen her make any emotion like that. The only time you've ever seen it is when she went down
the wall
like the llama and going, when River and Pedro were fighting. That's all I've got for them.
We're seeing that this season on our...
We are.
On our classless.
The infamous fight.
Y'all, this is a good classless season that we're doing off Hay on our
$5
Patreon.
We're seeing Pau and Russ go to Bucaramanga and yes. Bogota.
And her just starting to... This is when we start... We're going to start to see terrible Pau.
Dark Pau.
Yeah, dark Pau. She colored her hair red and suddenly... good.
And then we've got... Georgian and Fisa trying to make it work. Spoiler alert.
Doesn't.
Yeah. The last we ever see of Nicole and Azin.
Is it the last one?
I think so.
God.
Maybe not.
I thought we'd get another season. Maybe not.
How do they... No, well, Robalee goes to Marrakesh.
I just want season after season of Nicole and Azin.
Me too.
Anyway, y'all, we'll be back after this commercial with some Big Brother
Big Brother Corner.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No. The doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my, important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft. And the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all black classics to fun expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cool.
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
To all our queens, to Caitlin Ann,
The Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle. I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, have hope. Keep going, queens.
I'm Julie Chen Moonves, not a robot. Although you would think I am.
You would think I am.
And this is Big Brother Corner. That's not the music. But Big Brother, that guy's voice.
Never watched an episode.
A
lot of it's because I can't say that guy's voice.
I've watched it for a long time. I'll watch like the first 3 episodes of a season and I'll decide either I want to watch it or I don't want to watch it. Because I'll either hate the cast or and sometimes I'll listen to what friends have to say. I have a bunch of friends who do pools and
Sissy
their drafts. Yeah.
Sissy Susan's a Big Brother fan.
So I'll listen to them. If they tell me to watch it, I will. Last season was just kind of historic because the Cookout Alliance.
All I care about is you've got to apply this next one.
Okay, I promise. I'm very thankful that I did not this season. Because number
poor
one.
K, Poods.
Poor K.
I'm trying to give you a lead into
thank
this
you.
Drama. Yeah.
Let me tell you why. This season, for those of you who don't watch Big Brother, first, if you don't know what Big Brother is, get your head out of the sand. It's been on for about 20-something seasons.
I think, since I was like in first grade.
Yeah. But it's, it just, some seasons are awful, and because the personalities.
Yeah.
Some seasons are boring. Some seasons are chaos, and that is what this current one is. And this is the best season we've had in 5 years, at least.
Yeah,
no, I would say maybe 10 years.
People are talking about it. Yeah,
And here's why, in my opinion. This is why I'm glad I didn't get picked. This season skews very young. This season also, it may just have been the casting, but they cast so many dummies this season that no one has any gameplay except for about one or two people. Mostly, probably two or three people. The others think they have gameplay, and they're walking around like fucking Machiavelli, and they're still dummies. So
makes
that's
for good
interesting.
TV.
The other reason why this season has been crazy are the twists, which they have never done so many twists. This is they created a kind of a festival buddy, festy bestie kind of thing, because the whole
thing
festival?
Is like,
the festival, the king's festival. But everything was set up to be, y'all, a gay person cannot hear the phrase
festival
and not repeat the king's festival.
Well, especially like New York gay. It's
a gay
LA
theater person.
A gay theater person.
If you say the festival like that to a gay person in New York and
they go,
don't say the queen's, the king's festival,
then don't be friends with them.
Don't date them. But there's so many twists. So, and then this last week, they separated the teams. One was outside. They separated the house, which has never been done before.
Saw that.
And the big deal here is, you guys, there's been an alliance called the Leftovers that's kind of taken over. And that's a very common thing. The problem is there's a lot of dummies. And no one had any good gameplay except for one guy named Michael, the tall gay guy who had his hag, Brittany, who nearly never made any decisions on her own, but they were just such an inseparable team.
Uh-huh.
If I would have been in that house, Michael would have been out like week three because I would have seen it coming. Because he won like HOH competition after veto competition. I'm like, we need to get this fag out.
Yeah.
I would have said that right away. He somehow slipped in the radar and no one realized he was just bulldozing his way into the game. They're dummies. So many dummies.
See,
this
baby, you should have been on this because you could have won.
They would have never cast two gay guys, especially two white gay guys.
No, they wouldn't have. No.
That's the thing.
No.
He also was a Big Brother super fan. So okay. He, and a lawyer, and he was young.
Okay.
The oldest person
Boy,
in
that's
the
a
house
trifecta against
is,
you.
Is a man of color.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I knew I would not be in that house. I would not have gotten cast. I'm almost certain. They would have passed me over.
Probably not, I know.
Yeah.
You're old.
The other second oldest person in the cast is a woman of color who was a lesbian. So I don't think I had even a fucking chance.
But you would be friends with her. So what happened
I would.
This week?
No, she was awful.
Oh, okay.
She also made terrible decisions. Just like the gameplay has been so laughably misguided. So that's why Michael, who knows what he's doing, has... So what happened... The big thing what happened this week is... Or last week, I should say, Kyle, who is this kind of former Mormon, white bread dumbass from... I think he's from Utah. But his game has been messy the whole time. He's been super paranoid. There's one of these in like... Every 3 or 4 years, there's one of these white guys who's super paranoid, thinking everyone is trying to take what's theirs.
Mm-hmm.
He mentioned, before giving away his entire alliance, which sometimes is done, but rarely done in such a ridiculous way. And everyone you're watching, like, I can't believe this is happening. And for people like me who love chaos in the Big Brother house, you're loving this. So it's also brought up that Kyle, well, I don't watch the live feeds because I'd much rather see what's happening. I'd much rather see how the show is produced and then take from it. Brittany and Michael, the gay guy and his hag, it is revealed. They say, I think we may need to talk about what we've been sitting on for a couple of weeks, what Kyle said to us. So Kyle, there. By the way, Brittany and Michael are all white, I should say, if you're not aware of that. And if you don't know about the cookout announced, that was an all person of color alliance from last season.
Okay.
And their goal was to ensure a black winner of Big Brother, the first ever.
There's never been a black person that won Big Brother?
Never.
Wow.
Never.
Did it work?
Yes. Where have you been? Now, is it the person who we wanted? No. And that was Tiffany's problem. she was trying to see the bigger picture, and I think she's fine. I think she's fine with getting it, but I would have went back on my word and gotten the person who did win out earlier, probably. That's just me, because I play a cutthroat game.
3 minutes.
Okay. I didn't stop your Lord of the Rings talk.
I know, but you're going off.
Yeah, I do get on these when I
get
just like
stick to what happened this week.
So turns out Kyle talks to to Brittany and Michael and said, "Well, do you guys see that some members of the house are like this person, this person, this person?" He mentions three people of color.
This is a dumb Mormon, right?
And then says, "And they're also with these people who are also of color." Just and they're like. And then they both go, "Oh, really?" And they're like, "Oh, I don't see that at all." He's like, "Well, we should be ready if they do that so we could have an alliance of," and he names five of the white people in the house. And everyone watching goes, "What?" Because we've all known Kyle was a moron and a meathead and completely, but we didn't know he was thinking like that.
Mm.
And I can't say if I would have been in the house, I don't think I would have ever, I might have given it a casual thought. I would have never said it. And that's the problem, that he said it out loud. And so the whole community has been calling him racist. It is a very racist thing to say.
Wait, so the gay guy and his friend,
they
said it publicly to everyone.
They told everyone.
Oh, okay.
After they've been sitting on it for a while.
Oh.
And what's terrible is they had a couple opportunities to bring it up, but because of strategy reasons, it wasn't right for it at the time. And what I don't get is if Michael really wanted Kyle, if he thinks that what Kyle did was so reprehensible, he could have chosen him the week he was HOH and they could have voted him out. But he chose not to.
Yeah.
And so I understand too that Michael and Brittany, they can say, "This is bigger than the house." Just admit it was your strategy.
Yeah, it was your strategy.
And don't try. Because
it's gross. So you would have done it the first week.
That's the problem people are having. And sadly, and I really do believe this, it's going to taint the jury pool for both Michael and Brittany, and don't think either of them will win. Because I think even the house members of color, they understand why they did it, but they're like, "But really, was it bigger than the game for you, or was it just strategy?"
Yeah.
And is that so? I'm interested to see what's gonna go
on.
So
the house is all blown up about it?
Yes. Now here's, and then Kyle left. Kyle self-evicted after he was found after the. Now what's? I'll be really quick with this. What was interesting, because I think Big Brother tried to do this so no one would like despise Kyle on the way out. He stayed in the week and he had conversations with the other house members of color.
Mm.
And they were talking and he cried. They cried. Oh my God, Monty cried. They were just talking about, he's like, "I admit I'm naive. I've lived in the same place. I don't know a lot about the world." And hopefully he learned something from this.
It'd be like if Ethan Plath was on Big Brother.
Yes. Not to that degree, but it would be like that. And that's what Big Brother thrives on. Was it a racist thing to say? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and should Brittany and Michael get to claim that they were playing to do something that was bigger than the game? They don't.
No, because I don't think, because they would have done it that week.
So, it's
that's almost to me just as gross.
It has, well, and that's what people are saying. That's what people are saying. So, again, I'm not going to compare either of those things. They are very different, but it is interesting to see what's happening now.
But that was the interesting.
That's where we are.
You talked for 10 minutes about all these past seasons of Big Brother, and I had to make you get to the good stuff.
Sorry.
Send your messages about Big Brother to Jake It or Fake It, not to Reality Gaze,
anyway,
or not to me, because I don't care.
Anyway.
Actually, this was interesting.
What's interesting now is they have the people who are left in the house now. This is so messy because the alliances are all over the place now. No one really, everyone knows about the alliances. So now people are trying to take in other alliances, but they're not real. And it is just messy as chaos. And I love it.
Y'all, you heard it now. Poodle, no matter what's happening, is going to apply.
I will apply. Because now I could qualify as a super fan. Because I've talked about it on the podcast. So
there you go.
Yeah.
You should. You know what you need to do. You need to Instagram about it.
What fake job would I say I do?
You can't. I thought there's been famous people. Can't you say that you're not famous? But can't you say you're a podcaster?
That's too
on Big Brother.
It's too entertainment ish.
Really?
Yeah.
Slut.
Slut.
Professional slut.
Jake. Slut.
Slut. Why not?
Slut. I think I'd say teacher.
You couldn't even say music teacher?
I could say musician, because y'all, I would bring that in my audition tape. I was already going to say I would bring my keyboard and play for everybody and do music stuff the whole time.
Oh, that'd be fun.
So that's what I would definitely do. And we would sing. And
you can't say you're a podcaster, huh?
My social game would be, even though I hate people, my social game, because when I need, you've seen me, when I need to be social, I can be.
Yeah,
I don't enjoy it.
I just hope they have a lot of... The problem is, do they give you free vodka?
No, there's not a lot of booze.
Okay, then I think you could keep your head about you, because if you get liquored
up, true.
You start showing your ass.
No, it's true.
Literally and figuratively.
I would hang all over the straight guys. So yeah, if you watch this, it was such a weird state of where we are in 22 with race, or 2022 with race. Because this is someone from someone who says they don't know and is asking to learn more, who said something very, very racist.
Because you have to argue and say, if you don't know now, are you actively avoiding something? Because it's such in the conversation.
I agree.
Now, finally.
And then when they brought it up, and when they brought it up again, it felt like, now you're just doing it because it's good for your game. Yeah, it's very interesting. I'm going to be surprised, though. Well, the thing is, Michael is going to keep winning. If Michael keeps winning competitions and vetoes, he's going to win the fucking thing regardless.
Yeah.
I still can't figure out why they let him stay so long.
We've got to move on.
You're right. We do. Even I say that.
All right, y'all. Let's
Bilal
talk about
and Shida.
Bilal
something
and Shida.
Not as fun.
Oh, y'all.
Is he the most miserable person in the world? Can he take the fun out of any...
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Is Bilal the most miserable person in the world?
They're in this coffee shop. He's nervous. And Shida's coming into this. She's like... Again, I guess Shida had time to kind of think about it, but she said, you know, I want to...
They're meeting his ex-wife.
Shahida. She said, I want to talk to her. She said, really, she was bullying me, and she's the American woman. She has the advantage.
And I believe this was filmed probably before the tell-all.
I feel like it had to have been.
Yeah.
And I mean...
Unless they were trying to ignore the fact they had filmed the tell-all.
I don't know. I feel like it was too, but... Because this is cold. The tell-all was not filmed when it was freezing.
Yeah.
So I think this was filmed probably in January or February.
Yeah.
Because 90 Day Fiance ended around Christmas, it looked like. So I bet this was in January. And the tell-all was filmed in April or May.
Yeah.
So yeah. So, which informs why she was so... fucking terrible, Shahida, on the tell-all. She was terrible.
Yeah.
But Shida's talking, and Shida really starts to cry, like full-on, like a...
Mostly because she doesn't feel supported at all by her husband, because I wrote this down because it was really... I think this is interesting. He says, Shida has a really defensive demeanor, and it's really important to check those emotions going in. How can you have a conversation talking about emotion if you're trying to check them? Because Shida is going in there wanting to talk about how Shahida made her feel.
Yes.
Why should you be checking emotions?
That's the whole point.
You can say it. You said this to me and you made me feel this way. And the problem with this whole scene, y'all, is that's why Bilal and Shahida must have been perfect for one another. Because Shahida says... she does.
They're
arrive.
Both fucking gaslighters, oh. Shahida and Bilal.
And they would ask the production asked Shahida, "Do you plan on apologizing just to wind her up?" She's like,
"Five
what? No, for what?
5 minute pause of
yeah. For what? No.
Bleh.
So Shahida says when Shahida sits down, when you came to my home, I felt disrespected, because you and this is a big hospitality thing for her.
Mm-hmm.
You came to my home. I felt disrespected because you came in with rage.
Or she first said you were aggressive.
Yeah.
Cause, and then Shahida interrupted her and said, did I yell at you?
You don't need to yell to be aggressive.
No.
Trust me. I've been called aggressive my whole life, even when I'm not yelling.
Usually when you're naked.
I'm just pawing the ground.
Still aggressive. Still aggressive. And Shahida says, you came with these boxes. And Shahida's saying, that's not. And so finally, Shahida starts kind of getting this aggressive tone. And Shahida, very well done.
There you go.
Says, that's that tone right there, that's what I got a lot. And that's what hurt my feelings. And that's what I heard.
I was kind of upset that either maybe... Shahida was too upset to do this, that Shahida couldn't just say, and maybe Shahida wouldn't have even understood it, but I'm saying that my feelings were hurt by what you said to me.
And Shahida said, and that's a lie.
Yeah.
You can't say that's a lie because she's talking about her feelings. If someone is saying, I felt this way, that is their truth.
Right.
You don't have to agree with it, but you can't tell them and say, that's a lie.
And no one can also say, it's dumb that you feel that way.
Now, no, if yeah. Shida said, you were bullying me or you were screaming at me, Shahida could say, I did not. But if she says, I felt bullied,
yeah.
I felt like you were coming at me, okay.
You can't argue with someone saying, this is how I was feeling.
You cannot. You cannot.
And you guys.
Unless you're Shahida.
And she was basically saying, and Bilal, y'all, is useless. He's just
useless.
He's just, and he doesn't even try to kind of arbitrate between people.
No.
And say, can you say your point, Shida? Can you say your point, Shahida? He doesn't even try to do that. He lets them go at each other like a coward.
100%.
And then he starts praying.
He starts, but he does it just as Shida.
Yep.
And again, maybe this is... He never says anything. He says nothing.
It's something about Satan and
but
blah,
he not,
blah, blah.
Doesn't try to correct any behavior of Shahida the entire time, who is really the one acting out of line. She becomes so... Because Shahida says, you know, that was in my kitchen. She's like, after you left my kitchen, I was thinking, maybe this wasn't the best thing for Shahida to say. But Shahida said, I was thinking, do I need to ban this woman from my home? I don't think I would have said that. Shida was just being honest, but Shida says, I'm saying that because that's how hurt and upset I was.
Yep.
And Shahida responds to that and saying, so I'm lying?
Yeah.
And I went, oh my God, you're such a fucking gaslighter too.
Then Shida says, I'm done with this. And y'all, then Shahida talks to Bilal, not even to Shida anymore, and says, Bilal, you better get her because this is going to go real left real quick.
Some South Diego's She's, about to come out.
I don't know what that is. Maybe Southeast San Diego?
Southeast San Diego, maybe. Maybe she's from San Diego or something. There's
but she
like,
said, so maybe it's called Southeast Diego?
I don't know. Or maybe that's a part of Kansas City. I don't know where she's from.
Someone tell us. But actually... Only one person because we get it.
No, they're all going to
stop saying come at us because I get 1,000 responses.
But no, we would say look, the way she said this, she was standing up and leaning over Bilal and also leaning over Shida and saying, and getting in her face.
Yeah. And also making it about telling Bilal to control his wife.
Yes. Yes, yes. Telling Bilal to control his wife, and Bilal saying some prayer fuck over fucking Shida.
Yeah.
And where Shida actually takes that and says, as she's actually, Shida, you're a bully, says, you're really, this, this how you want to conduct yourself as a Muslim, Muslim woman. Woman. This is not an example. And Shahida's like, whatever.
And I need to do say this. And so Shahida leaves, and I think Shida got exactly what she wanted here.
She handled herself with such class. Yeah. Such her temperedness. She now, was, it was a tempered.
What we did not expect was the absolute silent treatment.
Angry dad.
From Bilal. And like we said this before, you guys, Bilal, this is using silence as punishment and neglect. This is, I will not pay you. This is, I will deprive you of any type of human contact for punishment.
He gets up, and y'all, awful. And he doesn't say a word, and he just grabs her jacket. Let's go. And he walks down like and acts as if she's just trash on the table. Yeah.
This is,
and then she walks down after him.
I'm going to say this. This is a form of abuse.
Yes.
This is a form of abuse.
Neglect is one of the worst forms of abuse.
If you don't think that this is abusive behavior, if you don't think it's as extreme enough, I encourage you to reconsider your definition of that.
If you live in a household behavior where your husband, wife, spouse, partner gets so angry at you that they give you the silent treatment for 3 days, that's bullshit. You're not worth that.
It's emotional abuse.
Go to either couples therapy, work it out. Or tell them to fix their shit.
Yeah.
Or leave.
Yeah.
It's not, because what it is, it's shaming. Bilal is shaming her, and because he says something, he says, I couldn't say anything because I was just so angry. And he said, and this is what Bilal does, it's horrible and insidious, really. He said, and the fact that this happened in a public place.
Oh, wasn't that the worst?
He said, it's just so embarrassing because y'all. Because he's sociopath.
He's an upright Muslim
all
man.
All he cares about
is appearances.
Is appearances. Mm-hmm. That's all he cares about is what people think about him.
That was chilling when he said that.
And I know, there's got to be another layer of being a black man in America and what people think of you. That's a sad, but this isn't that. This is him. This made him look shameful. This made him look... Not
too fucking bad.
Not Bilal, the entrepreneur of real estate that he wants to put on Instagram.
Let's move on. I've got a bad taste in my mouth.
Shame.
Let's move on to Kimbali and Uthman.
All right. First of all, y'all, we're in Nigeria.
Nigeria, baby.
Soulja Boy is back. Not too much happens with him.
No, the main thing here is... He introduces himself. I'm going to become the most famous being on earth. So,
like Michael Jackson.
That's the Kimbali connection. And he talks about how.
Which I just want to say, because we were talking last week, and we both, I don't remember who, but we were kind of like, this supports, I think, what I was saying. Like, I feel like he does want to come to the U.S. because he wants to be an international superstar. We didn't know because he kind of acted like
I'm sorry, Jonathan Brandis. I spilled water on you.
It's true. He kind of, because you said, I think he just wants to be famous in Nigeria or whatever. And
look
I
at
said,
his
no.
beautiful eyes.
Listen to me.
Sorry.
I'm trying to say I was right and you were wrong.
I didn't hear anything you just said. Well, I was thinking about Jonathan Brandis.
You just have to say, okay.
me at 12 watching Sequest DSV. Sequest BAFD.
Are you sure you didn't do cocaine with your nose itching? Because you're all over the place. You talk too long about Big Brother. You only have about an hour in you.
I got
and you peter out.
So
from
so,
now we'll
so.
Have to save those for the end of the show.
Okay. So he basically says that after Kimbali was there, he talked to Zara, but I just decided I didn't feel anything for her anymore. Then Kimbali came back to Nigeria again, and he realized this is it. And he says, love, loyalty, and support. No going after a beautiful or sexy.
I mean, he says what he... he's honest about it.
Whoa. That was hard to hear.
Yeah. I'm sure that that's going to be talked about in the tell-all, y'all. I'm sure that's going to be talked about.
That was hard to hear. That was hard to hear. So,
where are my notes scrolled up?
He's worried that they're going to compare. He mentions an older American woman he was with. That's, of course, BGL.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he's talking to his mother, his brother, Muhammad.
And also, why does Usman have two phones?
Oh, did he have two?
He had two phones.
Come on, of course he does.
Whatever.
And then he talks to Muhammad, and then Muhammad's like, is she your age? Because he knows Usman now.
And Usman said, somehow, yes. She's 51.
And then he's like, well, you need to find a lady who's going to give you children. He's like, well, guess what? We've already talked, and we're going to get a second wife. And
Muhammad's like, yeah, Americans don't do that normally.
We don't do that. And he's like, well, this one does.
I met a lady, and we not only is she going to be my wife, she's a super fan. She's a super fan, so she's going to let him have another baby with another woman.
And
I am so here for this storyline.
Because, y'all, we know she'll never be okay with this.
I am so here for this storyline.
I can't wait when Kim sees him starting to date another woman.
Oh.
It'll never happen. So they basically says, we'll see if mother will agree with any of this.
Because remember, y'all, his mother has opinions.
Oh, yeah. Mama Usman is a piece of work. So we go
remember
to,
sitting at that wedding like she had just eaten bad shrimp.
We go to San Diego, and she's picking up Jamal at the airport.
God damn.
He got a haircut, too, and he looks so good.
I realized we weren't following him on Instagram. I just followed him from our Reality Gates account. Y'all, ooh, this
one
man
of the
is
hottest
so
guys.
Fucking, he's so hot, and then also...
And I just keep seeing Kim Bali features on him.
It looks good.
I know.
But he's so hot and he's so beautiful. And from what we've heard.
Okay,
from people,
take it down a notch.
People that we know a little bit in 90 Day. He just seems like a really cool guy.
He's very normal.
He's so a normie. Normal. Even when he talks to her later, I was like, he sounds like a fucking great therapist that she's not listening to.
She's a mess, though, and I think...
God, have you seen him shirtless?
It's a good... he is? Was he been shirtless?
Boy, that made you stand up.
Is he shirtless on his Instagram?
Yes, there's some shirtless pictures. It looks good. He's not too ripped. He's just got a little meat on him, you know, that he can push it all night. All right, we need to get going. It's like the air conditioning turned on and the lights flashed right when we looked at the camera. I think your air conditioner just got its cherry pop.
My air conditioner went, I better turn on because these queens need some, it's too hot in here.
I'm turned on.
All right. So Jamal, Kimbali's like, so my relationship with my ex-husband was so toxic. I told Jamal when he was older, because I only want to have a very good, stable environment around me. So,
I mean, bless her for that, because it sounds like he was a real piece of shit.
Yeah. Y'all, here's my thing. The kids always know.
We do.
And it's not that I think you shouldn't try to maintain appearances, but just know if there's a lot of toxicity, your kids are going to be aware. And so there's nothing you can hide.
No.
Yeah, if you're living in the same house.
I'm not going to tell you to break up or be together. That's on you to decide. But I will say, if there's toxicity.
Your kids know.
If there's like, and this almost borderlines like could possibly be abuse. We don't know. But she really leads to she's very
says
horrible.
Toxic. Yeah.
So if it's a bad situation and everyone's unhappy, then yes.
And that's
find
the thing.
Your own path.
But I'm saying you can't get anything by your kids.
No.
The kids are in the same house. Kids are super intuitive. They pick up stuff.
Unless you're the Plath kids. They had no idea. They were all, Lydia's all like, what? None of them had any idea.
Some of them did.
Which ones?
You mean about?
About Mama and Papa Plath.
Oh, no, I'm saying, I think some of the more intuitive ones who are a little older.
Probably, yeah. Hosanna knew, I don't know. Anyway,
so anyway, he's planting flowers back there with her mom, Sally.
I would like to see him plant seed.
Hey-o! And
with her mother, who is, rest in peace, it's probably was hard for them to watch. Her mother's passed away now.
It's now a good time for another episode of Reality Gaze Theater. You'll be playing.
I didn't know who was going.
I was going to let you do it.
Do it.
What? Gardening?
Gardening. Gardening.
Okay.
All right. Poodle's going to have a dual role.
I'll be playing Jamal and Sally.
Sally's the mom. Okay, the mom. Okay.
Sally.
All right. And action.
Hey, Mom. We're planting flowers.
Hello, my son.
What do you want to talk to us about? Jamal. You've got us kind of gathered in this garden.
Hi, Mom.
What's going on, honey?
I just wanted to sit y'all down and just talk to you and just, you know.
Your face is flushed.
I'm thinking about Soulja Boy with my Mombeko theme in Nigeria. Oh, he's so hot.
Oh.
He's so hot.
That's going to go bad.
I was a super fan. Then I became the potential, and then now I'm the girlfriend.
Oh,
I tell you, I'm the girlfriend.
Oh, gross. Gross, Mom.
What? I'm so excited.
It's just hard for me to think about you sexually.
Well, let me tell you, I'm not going to, why not? I'm a sexual woman. I'm a sexual woman, Jamal.
I
had to have sex with your dad like 5 times before I even had you, Jamal.
Here's the thing.
But anyway, and I'm gonna be a fiancé now. I'm gonna be superfam, potential fiancé.
Wait,
I'm gonna propose to Uthman.
You're gonna propose? Women don't do that.
I read all the Islam. I read it all. Women do this. Women do this. I've seen it. Women do this. I know it. I'm going to propose him, apply, and bring him here, and then we got to do the K-1 visa.
Look, okay.
Got to do the K-1 visa.
I'm about to chuck, but...
No, we're going to get married here, right here tomorrow.
Okay.
Maybe you'll marry us.
That's not going to happen.
Okay.
But I want you...
Mom?
I want you to be happy. She's never going to be happy.
Mom, don't say that, Mom. But come on, this is my time.
She wasn't happy. I've never seen her like this till she was in high school trying to get pregnant at the prom.
Mom, you say you wouldn't talk about that anymore. Look, I just want to be happy. I take care of everybody. I've done my part. I've been married to your asshole fucking father. That's okay, I get you. But I just want to be happy now. And besides, he needs a visa to get here. I got to get a visa.
I just had a light bulb go on.
What? You had a what? You had a light bulb? What?
He needs a visa.
Whoa.
So he has to get here.
Whoa. I did not expect a light bulb. I did not expect the light bulb.
But
I can't believe
Mom,
you said it to me, Jamal.
Don't you
can't
think it's you a little a light bulb. Dumb to...
You think I'm a dumb woman, Jamal? You think I'm a dumbass? You think? I've seen a woman promote. I read the Islam.
She's
I
dumb.
I'm not dumb, Mom. I'm not dumb. I'm going to bring him over here. You could say I'm crazy.
But, Mom, you're 51 years old.
I'm 50 fun. I'm 50 fun. I'm a 51 woman.
And scene. I called that. I knew we had to do this in the theater. It was anything involving her talking is just because she says things. You do it so well, but she says things like, "Am I a dumb person? Do you think I'm dumb?" And it's just so funny.
I know she rubs you more the wrong way. A part of me kind of loves Kimberly watching her.
She is extremely flawed.
I love that. She probably went into this thinking, I'm going to be a really great reality star.
And the opposite is the case. She is
a great reality star. But because
for all
she does,
the wrong reasons.
Because she can't censor herself or control. Which she is kind of like Jovi, where she says what she thinks. And she is herself on camera. And it's fucking wonderful to watch.
It's for all the wrong reasons.
Jamal could be a marriage counselor. The way he was like, because Jamal asked her, he says, what does he do that shows you he loves you? She didn't have an answer to that.
No.
Y'all, that is a great... That is in relationship counseling. My own I had a couple therapists ask me, like, that's such a great question. And the fact that Jamal, and I'm, ooh, anyway, and Jamal makes a great point. And he says, he's an entertainer. He knows how to get people on his yep. side.
Wow.
And he says, again, another great, like, soundbite. He wow. says, this relationship I know is not normal. And she goes, yeah, I know. Tell me about it. But he says, but am I supposed to start loving him and walk away? And Jamal says, to me, in this relationship, I see a lot more risk than I see reward. And I went, who the no, fuck is this guy?
Brilliant. He's brilliant.
He's so emotionally intelligent. But where Kim...
And Kim has zero emotional intelligence.
She doesn't, because what Kim does, she's like, there, look. Kim could have started this conversation and said, you know, I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you this is what's happening. I don't need your opinion. But she says, I'm going to tell you what's happening, and I want your approval. Don't tell if you... But then she literally says, like, I don't want your judgment. If you don't want people's judgment, just tell them, narrate to them what's happening. Don't ask for their approval.
It is interesting that everyone... A pattern that's repeated over and over on this show is like, I'd like you to support me. And it's basically saying, and I'm going to kind of bully you into supporting me.
But yeah,
and there's this idea that negates how their families are feeling. So I want your support.
Because the love doesn't stop.
Stop.
The love doesn't stop.
When you have
love like me, it doesn't stop. Am I supposed to stop loving him and walk away? I can't even walk very well. I kind of lumber. I just lumber away. My love doesn't stop.
I'm going to take my purse.
I'm going to be happy now. I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
It's my turn to be happy. God, I'm so tired of people who it's their time to be happy.
I know.
At the expense of other people. It's always at the expense of other people.
It is. I mean, I do want her to be happy. God bless her. Her mom died. I just went through. She took care of her mom for a long time. That's a lot of fucking work.
Yeah.
So I commend her for that. She treats her mom a lot better than the person we don't talk about on this show.
Who Amen.
Now has no communication with his mother. What a piece of shit.
Because of Liz. Yeah. That's the show.
That's the show, everybody. You can go to never mind. You will be able to go to realitygaze.com. I swear by the end of September. It's September. It's going to be fall. It's pumpkin spice latte time.
Not in Los Angeles.
It's 102.
It's a fucking hellscape.
Get your pumpkin latte.
Lice latte. September and October are horrible in Los Angeles.
However, these are the months it's always supposed to be hot in Los Angeles.
I still don't understand that.
Ever since I moved here, this is when it's hot here, September.
I don't get it.
It's the same way for San Francisco.
I don't get it.
It's not supposed to be hot here in July.
No. Y'all, I don't get it.
No one cares. That's the show. Go to our Instagram, Reality Gaze Podcast. Go to our TikTok, Reality Gaze. I got the hiccups. Go to our Twitter, Reality Gaze Pod. And on those...
Yours is at TikTok.
Yeah, and on those social channels, go to our Linktree link. That's where you will get tickets.
Tickets to our live shows.
Also, y'all, our live shows, they're a good time. I love it when people bring their friends who say they've never listened to an episode or never even watched a show, and those people say, oh my God, I had a ball. So bring your friends.
It's a good time.
Especially if they look like Jamal. Bring your straight friends, whatever, bring them.
Bring
everybody.
All
right, everybody. We call these people lonely hearts because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places?
Poo? Yes. And if you're listening from Southeast Diego, let us know. Call us.
Call us.
Where is that? Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle? or is it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.